Are we going the wrong way, job-wise?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. A leading job placement firm is reporting this morning that employers eliminated almost 2% more jobs in May than they did the previous month. That from Challenger Gray and Christmas. Meantime, the payroll firm ADP found private employers added a scant 38,000 jobs last month. Glass half full or half empty? Let's put that question to Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Mark, which way do you see these latest job indicators?
Well, these numbers are disappointing. I had expected better numbers. It clearly shows that the economy has slowed in the spring, early summer. I think the fallout from the higher oil food prices are quite negative. And, of course, the Japanese quake had a big impact on the auto and manufacturing base. So pretty tough numbers.
Well, how much of this was the Japanese fallout, and what are the other problems here?
Well, I think the Japanese fallout was significant. We saw a decline in manufacturing employment in the ADP, and we've been getting consistent job growth up until this point. So my guess is 20,000-30,000 jobs were lost in the month because of the Japanese quake. I also think the fallout from oil and food prices is quite significant. In many parts of the country, we hit $4 a gallon for a gallon of regular unleaded at the beginning of May. And I think that's a key benchmark for people. It hurts the collective psyche. People pull back, and I think that's reflected in the job numbers.
Quickly, the magic question here, what do we need to do to turn this around?
Well, fortunately, oil prices are down. The Japanese are recovering from the quake. So I think these forces are now starting to move in the other direction, and that should be helpful. I do think everything is in place for better job numbers. I think we just need to give the economy some time.
Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics, thanks.
Thank you.
This morning's numbers do reflect those nagging economic doubts. Stocks in China close fractionally lower. Indexes in London and Frankfurt are down 0.5%. The Wall Street bucked discouraging economic data yesterday, though. The Dow closed up 1%. The World Health Organization is dialing up the worry over whether cell phones can be harmful to your health. The Global Health Group had said there was no connection between those wireless gadgets and cancer. Now researchers say there may be a link, albeit a weak one. So what's changed? Joining me through the miracle of cellular technology is Gregory Warner from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So what exactly on your cell phone is this link that they're talking about?
So the WHO has put cell phones in its possibly carcinogenic category. So that means it's up there with lead and chloroform, but also in that category is coffee and electricity. So it's a fairly broad category. Still, this is the first time that a team of world experts have made that official link between, well, me talking on my cell phone and me having an increased risk of brain cancer.
Okay, point made, Gregory. But tell you what, let's give you a break here. Let's hang this up and get you back in the safe confines of your studio, okay?
Okay, here I am back on the studio line.
So I take your point, though. It's kind of hard to imagine people giving up their cell phones when it's ranked right up there with the risk of drinking coffee.
I agree. The thing to watch, though, is the parents, because after this finding, the WHO is going to have to or will likely revise its guidelines on the use of mobile phones. And those guidelines will probably include warnings on use by children and teenagers because they have an increased risk. Their skulls are thinner, their brain cells divide more quickly. And children are the fastest growing market for cell phones in the U.S. So will those health warnings affect the market? Ramon Lamas is a mobile phone analyst for IDC. I called him this morning. He said teens are actually using cell phones in different ways.
The usage model out there is text, is IM. So, you know, having these things so close to your head anymore, it's not so common as it used to be.
Of course, I should say that Lamas was saying this to me from a cell phone pressed up to his ear. So, you know, we're all throwing caution to the wind, apparently.
Okay. Gregory Warner, thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day on the web at manta.com. and by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Seems the folks that bring us Twitter are on a buying and building binge. Yesterday, the online giant bought an internet advertising firm called AdGrok, and it launched what it's calling a follow button, which lets you follow bloggers and websites without ever going to the Twitter site. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports now on the big boom going on in the Twitterverse.
In the race to dominate social media, Twitter is running a distant second to Facebook.
Twitter needs to really fire up its engines.
Deborah Aho Williamson is an analyst at eMarketer. She says to catch Facebook, Twitter needs to build revenue and expand its audience. AdGrok should help Twitter automate its advertising sales, and the new follow button may attract new users.
I anticipate other things coming down the pike.
Rumors are flying that Twitter is about to launch its own photo sharing app. Photos are a Facebook favorite. But if Twitter makes this move, a dozen independent apps like Instagram and TwitPix could be forced out of business. Charlene Lee is a founding partner at the Altimeter Group.
But if you create something that's a runaway hit, and it begins getting traction, becomes, quote, mainstream, then it's very likely that Twitter will copy it.
Lee says if it's not careful, Twitter could end up scaring away developers and investors capable of creating its next generation of killer ideas. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, call this Extreme Makeover Japan Edition. With many of its power sources shut down, that country is bracing for a long, hot summer. The government is telling businesses to cut their electricity use by 15%. Some firms are pledging to keep thermostats at 82 Fahrenheit. So what's the plan to stay cool? Aloha shirts, jeans, and sneakers, under a new dress code being promoted by Japan's Ministry of the Environment. But the mere idea is giving the traditional dark suit and tie crowd, well, the sweats. One trade ministry worker tells the Wall Street Journal he's got a fallback plan for when he has to greet guests. He'll keep a suit at his desk to change into. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Tobacco use in the military is higher than the national average, but with the obvious health risks, why are prices kept so low for service members?
If you just look at the things that smoking decreases, it decreases a military member's fitness, decreases fine motor coordination, stamina, even decreases wound healing.
I'm Tess Vigeland. A look at the bargain-priced tobacco sold to troops next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.